Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the issue you and I are both are trying to articulate is we want to see money out the door. I mean, the money has been
absolutely
appropriated, but is it getting into the hands of fishermen and communities that need the help and support? So hopefully we'll get an answer on that. And as it relates to stock assessments writ large, look, there's a huge opportunity as the world needs more protein demand for fish products to play a great role. I think it was Triton that came up with a fish pasta that's now on the marketplace. There's all sorts of innovations that are happening, and yet, guess what? If you don't have stock assessments, then you're not going to have the fisheries, and if you don't have the fisheries, you're not going to have the product. So there is a way for us to move forward, but it all hinges on doing the right science analysis of the stock assessment. So I hope that we will get this right and not wait until 2021. Back to the pebble mine issue, I wanted to ask you, Mr. DeRemus, about this issue as it relates to NOAA's, what I would call, lack of participation. Obviously, the mine built would basically process 1.3 billion tons of ore out of a 608 an acre open pit. The footprint is 8,000 acres with two huge dams that would potentially create acid-generating mine waste. This is always a concern in an area without much water. The water in the area would have to be treated perpetually just to get rid of the toxic materials. The mine would result in a permanent loss of over 3,000 acres of wetlands, 55 acres of lakes and ponds, 81 miles of stream, 11 acres of marine waterways. I think there's a picture there. You can see, does that look like a place that we would be putting a mine? And so the destruction of this habitat, which is critical to the sockeye salmon for the Northwest, is beyond concerning. When I look at what U.S. Fish and Wildlife submitted in response to the Army Corps, it basically said, quote, based on these identifying deficiencies, the draft EIS is inadequate and it precludes meaningful analysis. EPA Region 10 office, quote, many have substantial and unacceptable adverse impacts on fisheries resources. So even the Marine Mammal Commission weighed in and basically said, quote, concerned that construction and operation of Pebble Project would have significant long-term impacts on wildlife and communities, end quote. So I'm trying to understand, because I certainly asked Director Jacobs about this. I asked him at his confirmation hearing, and he basically said, yes, NOAA would participate in the review process. So all I have found from NOAA is that you need more data to understand the pebble mine impacts. So could you respond to what NOAA is doing to articulate the concerns about the impacts on fishery sockeye salmon in the Northwest?
Thank you, Senator. We certainly do understand your concerns. We have a consultation role through the Endangered Species Act that we're responsible for. This is not an area where I am personally deeply involved, and given the extent of your concerns, I think it'd be best for us to follow up with more detailed reviews of where we currently stand with this and what our engagement is. So we'd be happy to answer your questions.
So you're saying you're going to get me a response from NOAA?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. It's not an area that I am personally deeply involved in, and I'd rather consult with folks who are and provide better answers to the questions that you have today.
Well, I want you to hear that NOAA hasn't fulfilled its role. Mr. Jacobs said it hasn't fulfilled its role, and there's a lot at stake. Mr. Anderson, is there a lot at stake here?
Thank you very much for the question, Senator Cantwell. Well, it's a $1.4 billion industry that supports thousands of jobs, many of which are in the Pacific Northwest, many of which are in Alaska. It supports, as you mentioned, the largest sockeye run in the world. The project, from some of the information I've read from the Army Corps of Engineers, suggests that more than 2,200 acres of wetlands and waters are going to be permanently destroyed, along with 105 miles of streams. So, from a fishery management perspective and a harvesting perspective and a fishery that businesses that are dependent on renewable resources, this is a huge concern to those of us here in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.